Come in.
Ah, Counselor. Lovely to see you. I apologize for summoning you so late. I'm afraid the business I have to discuss could not wait. Please, take a seat. No, not that seat. The other one, please. Thank you. Now, this business of mine. Now, I'm sure you're aware you have a very unique voting record, Counselor. What do I mean? Let's see here. I have the records in front of me. You were the only human to vote against regulation on the forestry industry on the Emerald Isle. You were the only human, once again, to vote to continue mining the Abyssal Crag even after all of the incursions. And, yes, the only human to continue to vote to uphold the trade embargo on the Goblinoid Realms. And those are only your three most recent votes. You see, these are all quite problematic. These could cause several issues down the line for your people and mine, not to mention any of the others present in the council chambers. For a human, you are uniquely short-sighted. I do not mean to insult you, Counselor. I merely speak the truth. Now, I have spoken with my superiors at length on how to solve this little issue of ours. I suggested something that was deemed a bit too antagonistic. What was it? Well, I'm afraid I can't tell you, otherwise I'd be in a lot of trouble. Then again, I could always try it later if you don't agree to my second option, one that was put upon me by my superiors. You see, they believe that there must be an understanding between you humans and us elves. I find it grim enough that I'm speaking in your barbaric tongue, but apparently that isn't far enough. They have asked that I try and bridge the gap diplomatically. And with that in mind, can you sit still for a moment? There. Stop struggling, please. You're just making noise. The bindings are far too strong. Good. You listen to instructions. You're better than most of your people, it seems. Now, I'm going to offer you something. Something I'm aware a lot of humans talk about. Do you really think these ears are only as good as yours? We hear a lot of things spoken behind closed doors. And a few things especially muttered by you after a few drinks in the tavern. I can already feel the heat on your face. It's radiating. Like a sun. Ugh. You people can't control yourselves for anything. You wish to feel the touch of an elven hand. Am I right? Good. I'm willing to offer you that sensation that you want. In exchange, you're going to change your voting behaviors. Do you hear me? You will vote in the favor of the elven nations. Are my words getting through that thick skull of yours? Look me in the eye and tell me you understand the words I am saying. I have done the disservice to my own tongue to speak in your language. The best you can do, the least you can do, in fact, is listen to me, you mongrel. Good. You will change your votes. The next time... Don't you dare look at me like that. The next round of voting, you will change your votes to align with mine. You will copy my votes exactly. Do you understand? Good. I'm glad I finally got through that skull of yours. And now I must give my part of the bargain. Forgive me while I use a mage hand for this part, but I'm afraid those clothes of yours must come off. Stop struggling, will you? It only makes the process worse. There, good. I expected so much more out of a human body. You look so simple. But I don't enjoy the sight, it must be said. You're lacking in any grace. I can at least admire the dwarves for being stocky and strong, but you're like an imperfect child. The muscles aren't nearly as defined as they should be. And yet there's no structure to you. You are plain. Well, beggars can't be choosers, I believe is the term in your tongue. Fine, give me but a moment. What am I doing? I'm putting on a glove. What does it look like? Do you really think I'm going to put my hand between your legs and touch your human parts without some kind of protection? Do you really think I would sully my perfect skin by touching yours? Looks like you're made out of gravel. Look like you'd feel rough. Skin like sandpaper. Regardless, you're going to stay still, and you're going to keep quiet. Do you understand me? If you make too much noise, I am immediately removing you from my premises. And I'm sure the scandal of one naked counselor trying to sneak into another council member's chambers would be enough to end your career. So please, for both our sakes, keep quiet. By the gods, I can't believe I'm about to do this. Now relax. Here we go. Oh my gods, you're warm. Oh, very warm. Is that your heartbeat I'm feeling? Oh my gods, this is disgusting. I'm sure you've heard of an elven courtship. It takes years. Is this what you humans do? I've seen it, but I never believed it. You pile your bodies with alcohol, whether it's ale or wine or whatever you can fucking get your hands on, and then you just grab the nearest member of your species, or not, and just breed like animals. It's disgusting. You're whimpering already. Oh, this is fucking debasing. This is awful. Why did I ever agree to this? You're like an animal. Oh, I feel like I'm committing bestiality. This is disgusting. Oh, I'm taking a bath after this. This is awful. Oh, and having to listen to your voice while I touch you, it's... Was that a sensitive spot? I thought my thumb brushed something you enjoyed. Oh, gods, this is... I can't believe your people are the ones giving us so much trouble. Fractured, distant nation constantly at war with each other, tearing up forests and digging great holes in the fucking world. All for what? Power? Prestige? Your people barely last the blink of an eye. You're a bunch of mayflies. And yet you have such ambition. It's hard to not respect that, but gods, could you learn some patience? And keep your hips still. I don't appreciate you bucking up into me. You're like an animal. That's all your people are, aren't they? You're just beasts in fancy clothes. I don't know how you gain so much respect from everyone else. I look at you and I see just an ape in robes. It's disgusting. Who thought to let this animal parade around my council chambers, pretending they're my equal? Look at you. You're nothing but a bunch of short-eared, short-lived mutts that I'm forced to pretend to treat like equals, while you're sitting there drooling yourself stupid over me using just one hand. Pathetic. Disgusting. The fact you shiver when I talk to you like this, it's demeaning. Ugh, how did I ever get convinced to touch you like this? You're... Ugh, I can feel you soaking through my glove. Ugh, I'm gonna have to burn it after this. This is just fucking humiliating for both of us. Gods. Do you really think you'll have any self-respect for yourself after we're done here? Because I don't think you will. I bet if I removed the bindings, you would just sit there and take it, wouldn't you? Or was that a nod? Were you agreeing with me? Were you listening to my pretty little words, You fucking mongrel. This is just... Whatever. Just sit there and take it like the filthy fucking piece of meat you are. I mean, just... Look at me. Look me in the eyes right now, you pathetic piece of fucking meat. Look me in the eyes and try to tell me you're equal to me. You can barely say your own name when you're like this. You're just a dressed-up animal playing pretend at civilization. I'd keep your people on leashes if I could. You're just animals. To think all the years I've spent in this office, it's entirely possible I've spoken to one of your ancestors. Who knows, I might have shook hands, filthy fucking mongrel hands, with your great-great-great ancestor. To think all those years I've worked in this office and now some pathetic little larva crawls its way into my office. And I have to do this? I have to degrade and humiliate myself to touch you? To earn your proper votes, the votes you'd be casting in the first place? You disgust me. What's that? You're going to come. Is that the wording you choose? Is that the filthy fucking mongrel tongue at work? Is that the most beautiful way you can word it? Really? God, that's why you're throbbing so hard in my hand. God, and every part of you is leaking and just pulsing. It's disgusting. Do you have no self-respect? Are you really this much of a fucking animal in heat you can't control yourself? That's it. Fine. Finish this. Come. I'll fucking use your own words. Come on my hand so we can be done with this. And I get to go home and clean myself and burn this filthy fucking glove. And I will never, ever degrade myself to the point where I have to touch another one of your filthy kind ever again. That's quite the mess you made on me. And on my chair. Here, take this rag. Clean yourself up, mutt. Once you're clean, put your clothes back on and leave my office. I'll be keeping an eye on you tomorrow, Counselor. I hope you make the correct decision. If not, there'll be consequences.